We're for Brisbane and Queensland. These are today's headlines from the Courier Mail. Accusing Scott Morrison of running a shadow government, Labor will investigate the legality of the former Prime Minister's secret move to give himself powers to jointly run the Health, Finance and Resources Ministries during the pandemic. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his department was seeking legal advice from the Solicitor General after it was revealed Mr. Morrison swore himself into the three key portfolios without the knowledge of then Finance Minister Matthias Cormann or then Resources Minister Keith Pitt. Governor General David Hurley confirmed he secretly signed instruments to allow Mr. Morrison to administer other portfolios consistent with Section 64 of the Constitution. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Courier Mail at couriermail.com.au or download the app at your app store. Betting on Queensland country racing events has fallen up to 80% as online bookies continue to wage a war against the Palaszczuk government. Online bookmakers, in response to the government's broadening and increase in the betting tax, have deprioritised Queensland races from their mobile apps, resulting in a collapse in bets. Ladbrokes' parent company Entain removed Queensland races from its Next to Jump category for 4 weeks in June in response to the government's gambling tax announcement. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Queensland households could save up to $3,675 on their electricity bills by switching providers, as they face warnings they will likely face a second power price hike this year just before Christmas. A new report to be released on Tuesday shows the average Queensland electricity bill rose $275 a year between July last year and now. Queenslanders are being urged to shop around as another price increase of up to $50 is expected, as retailers pass on the costs of the Australian Electricity Market Operator's intervention in the market during the electricity crisis earlier this year. And in sport, Newcastle have launched an investigation after a video emerged of Kalyn Ponga and Knights teammate Kurt Mann being kicked out of a toilet cubicle by security. The Knights were made aware of the video on Monday morning and confirmed they were seeking an explanation from Ponga, who is currently sidelined while he recovers from concussion. The pair, fully clothed, leave without fuss. The video has been circulating in the last 24 hours. It is unclear why the pair were in the cubicle together or when the video was taken. Those are your headlines from the Courier Mail. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at couriermail.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.